Supporters filled the auditorium at the EEA carrying signs representing students, women, and the current issue regarding beach privatization. A number of current and past Democratic candidates were also on hand, and all were on the same page of the hymnal. Bill Nelson's appearance in the predominantly Republican panhandle comes as he leads GOP challenger Rick Scott in a couple of independent polls, 52-46% in Quinnipiac and 50-45% from CNN. Nelson pointed to what he calls Rick Scott's election year conversion on the environment.
He has tried to help the oil industry as recently as this year, going to big fundraisers in Houston and Oklahoma City. And yet he says, oh, well, now, basically, whatever I am for, he is now for.
On the issue of health care, Nelson went back to 2009 when he was a member of the committee that approved the Affordable Care Act. After years of opposing the law, Nelson said Scott's new campaign ad now embraces keeping coverage for those with pre-existing conditions.
The state of Florida is one of 19 states that has sued in federal court to declare pre-existing condition protection as unconstitutional as a part of the Affordable Care Act. There seems to be no shame that they will do one thing and say something else.
Governor Scott was also taken to task for not expanding Medicaid, which under the ACA would have been paid for by Uncle Sam to cover an additional 800,000 Floridians.
31 states, including states with a Republican legislature and governor, have expanded. But 19 states, including the state of Florida, because it had something to do with Obama, and not just one year, but for the 7 years of the law. Now that's wrong.
Joining Nelson on the stump Wednesday was freshman Senator Doug Jones of Alabama, for whom Nelson rolled out a verbal welcome mat reaching back to Jones' time as a federal prosecutor.
The U.S. attorney that will take on the Klan 30 and 40 years later after the bombing, killing the four little girls in Birmingham as they came out of church. Any U.S. attorney like that is my hero.
In his remarks, Jones said since he took office in January, Bill Nelson has been a friend, colleague, and mentor in helping him navigate what Jones calls the shark-infested waters of the United States Senate.
He and his staff have just been so wonderful, but it's the neighborly thing to do, right? I got to tell you folks, this election is incredibly important, and I am doing all I can to make sure that folks get out there to vote. As Bill said, elections have consequences.
During a recent stay in Mobile, which is part of the media market that includes Pensacola, Jones saw a number of campaign ads, including one where Rick Scott criticizes Nelson's 46 years of public service.
That's not something to be critical of. That is something to be proud of, folks. And the irony for someone like me, it was not lost, because while Rick Scott was having a company that was ripping people off and fine billions, this guy had your back.
Jones was referring to Scott's former company, HCA Columbia, which was fined nearly $2 billion for Medicare fraud. Alabama's junior senator feels good about Nelson's reelection bid, but adds that nobody can take anything for granted.
We got to run like we're underdogs and to make sure that we do those things. So it's going to be up to you. His job in this campaign is about done. But right now, we can all leave here and we can go get other people. I don't want folks in this room waking up on November the 7th and saying, man, if I could have just gotten five more people to the polls.
Meanwhile, a new ad by the Nelson campaign features the endorsements of various newspapers around Florida, such as the Tampa Bay Times, Miami Herald, and Orlando Sentinel. The Pensacola News Journal will not make endorsements this election cycle, preferring instead to use question and answer sessions to get candidates' messages to the public. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.